Bloody Mary Podcast.
Welcome to the Bloody Mary Podcast, where we talk about all things horror while drinking a Bloody Mary. I'm Jesse.
And I'm Tammy. And we are totally married. Tonight, we got our Bloody Marys, and we are reviewing the movie Don't Breathe 2.
Yeah, we just got back from the theater.
We did.
Yeah, and we haven't talked about it yet.
So let's dive in.
Yeah. What'd you think?
I think that this one leaned, there was no horror element to it, like the first one.
Yeah.
I felt like this one was more straight thriller.
Bit. Yeah.
It, a tiny, tiny bit, but yeah. The first one really gave you that anxiety, and it had more horror elements, like you were really holding your breath.
Yeah.
And then this one, it was really more thriller for me.
Yeah. I think so. There are a couple horror moments, but yeah, totally. It was more of like a thriller, suspense, action, blood and gore. The gore was great.
The blood was really cool.
And
the kills were awesome.
Yeah. So, you know, spoilers, if you haven't seen it yet, we're probably going to start talking about some spoilery stuff. So the plot of this one was he found a kid and then raised it.
Yeah.
And then the kid's a little older, and then some people come to the house, which you think they're going to harvest, like, because they want to harvest the kid's organs.
Oh, yeah. That's like a little side.
Yeah. And then, story. Then you find out that, oh, no, it's actually the daughter's, the real dad is coming to get her. So then you're like, oh, and then they open up the organ thing and there's no organ stuff in it. It's like, oh, okay. So they're not organ people. They're just coming after his kid.
He wants his kid back.
But then they flip it back around to like, oh, they actually want the kid for his organ, her organs, for her heart to keep the mom alive.
That fucking mom.
So that's like the plot. And then it in there is the dude.
Yeah, the dude from the first movie, the blonde guy that had turkey basted and chained a girl up in the basement.
Yeah, right? And yeah, what they tried to do with this one is make him kind of the good guy a little bit. Not really. Like, they're all kind of bad people.
Yeah, he was like the anti-hero.
Yeah.
Like, the turkey basting didn't work and he lost a daughter. So he finds some girl on the road and he's like, new daughter! And he takes her.
Yeah.
And raises her as his own.
Yeah.
And the one creepy part for me in the whole thing was the mom, like, coming out of the shadows in an electric wheelchair singing a song.
Yeah.
And she was creepy.
That was creepy.
Like, for a little kid, like, that was,
I know,
super creepy.
You know, the movie was produced by Sam Raimi, and I bet you anything, he's like, you should put that scene in there. I bet that one was his. But yeah, no, I mean, the plot of the first one was like some young kids break into this blind guy's house to steal his stuff. And then they discover that the blind guy is like an ex-Navy SEAL, so he starts fucking him up. But then they discover that in the basement, he's got a chick chained up and he's like trying to turkey baste her because he wants a kid. So then the movie takes a whole other turn. And now come to the second one, they're trying to make him like, so I read like articles talking about it, like, how are you going to make this guy like a hero? And so it was getting a little bit of flack with its trailer, and I don't think they went as far as to say he was the hero, but they tried to make him more sympathetic, right?
Yes. And they definitely, I mean, he even says in the end, like, I'm a murderer, I'm a rapist, I'm not a good, I'm a monster, I'm not a good person.
Yeah, so I'm really glad that was in there.
Right.
Like, I'm glad he said, I'm a murderer, I'm a rapist. Like, there was acknowledgement of that at least. You know, for sure.
Right.
And then, you know, they leave it, you know, spoilers, the ending. You don't see him die. Like, he could be dead. Like, if they wanted to make a third, they could. Like, he was gravely wounded and he's bleeding out. But you never really saw him die.
No.
Yeah.
And fuck that mom, the parents. So they go get the girl and they're like, no, you're our daughter. We're your real parents. He's a fucking liar. He lied to you your whole life.
Which is true.
Which is absolutely true. But then the mom's like, baby, don't you want your mommy to be alive? And in order to do that, I need your fucking heart.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Really? All for the fact that she cooks the meth.
Yeah, she's the meth cook.
And if the cook dies, the whole operation goes down. So, oh my God, we just ran into our kid that we've been looking for. Bingo.
Yeah.
Let's take the organ guy.
Right.
Who was like a little clip on the news.
Yeah.
Saying that he's wanted for organ harvesting. And they're like, let's do it.
Yeah, and they're like doing it in like a really shitty place with like minimal tools, and they're going to do like a heart transplant. she wouldn't have lived. They would just both be dead if they would have performed that procedure.
Also, you're putting a little child's heart into a meth head.
Yeah. Well, they're meth heads. What do you think? Yeah.
Whose, like, body is already...
Suspension of disbelief, right?
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Idiots.
But the gore was really cool.
The gore was cool.
All the fighting and the kills were pretty rad.
That was cool when he, like, super glued his mouth and his nose shut.
Yeah. So there's this one scene where the guy super glues like a guy's mouth and the nose, and his buddy comes to help him, but instead of he grabs a screwdriver, but instead of like, you know, putting it in his nostrils, he like stabs it straight through his cheek for him to breathe.
I was
like,
just
put it in his nose, dude. Like,
boom.
And then the guy takes like a piece of glass and cuts like his own like lip to open his mouth. I feel like you could maybe, you know, take a little bit of time and or take that screw. You didn't have to like fuck up your face.
You
is
could
what
just
you're
take
saying.
The screwdriver and be like, and then you could fucking breathe.
Yeah.
Like you didn't have to stick it in his fucking cheek.
I know. It was badass though.
It was it badass, was cool. But it was still like that's an odd choice.
Yeah, that was an odd choice. I was going to say, I think I like it about the same as the first, but thinking about it, I don't. What was missing for me is Jane Levy. She was like really great actress in the first one.
Superb.
And I missed her presence in that film. Yeah, she was in Don't Breathe. And she was also in that director's first film, Evil Dead.
Right.
And I think they're a great team. I think it's one of those things where, you know, it's like a... It could have been, you know, Tim Burton, Johnny Depp. You know, directors have people they like to work with over and over again, like crew and cast. And I feel like he should have kept her in the script or, you know,
Something, yeah. Like even a cameo or...
Yeah, something like that.
But I definitely, I liked it. It was entertaining.
Yeah.
But it definitely didn't give me that anxiety on the edge of your seat. Like, oh my God, is she going to get away? Type that the first one gave me.
Yeah, I know. Like, I almost didn't want to see the blind guy's journey. You know, I wanted to see more of Jane Levy's character's journey, right? And if it would lead her back to him, I think that would have been cool.
Right.
Like, yeah.
But instead, he just took her daughter.
Yeah, I mean, it was like a cool concept. I like the idea of like, there's not really many good people. Like she's with this guy that raised her, who's a kidnapper, rapist, murderer.
Right.
Didn't hurt her or anything. Like he was trying to become more human.
Right.
You know?
And teaching her survival skills. Yeah, and like. Yeah.
I like the bad guys. I think the bad guys were cast really well. Like whoever the guy was with the blonde hair, he was thin and he had his head shaved.
Oh, yeah. He was good. He was creepy.
Yeah, he was good. The main guy was good. God, I've seen him in stuff before. He's just older now. I've seen him in like other horror films,
mm-hmm.
but when he was younger, I believe. I just can't place him.
Yeah, he has a face where like, I know that guy, but then you don't remember what he was in.
Yeah, but I don't know. Like, I think if you like Don't Breathe, you'll probably like this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so too. And again, it's a nice little twist because, you know, when you think of it, you're not thinking, at least for me, I guess I wasn't thinking it would be like his redemption arc. You know, I thought he's probably got another girl chained in the basement.
Right.
Turkey basing her.
Yeah.
And turns out he's a dad.
Yeah, right. Like I almost would have. It was interesting the way it went. Like, I guess if I would have wrote the script, it would have been those people that were breaking into the house. You think they're bad guys, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you discover that it's the dad, and then they actually are the good people, but they're good bad people,
right?
Like he's trying to get his daughter back. I think that would have been kind of cool. But it was interesting. Like there's some really great kills, especially like the last sequence where, you know, the kid's handcuffed to her dead mom, and like she's like hanging
in an old pool, like it's empty,
and the kid rolls over and grabs a machete and like cuts the mom's arm off.
Oh, traumatized for life, that one.
That kid
oh
is
my
so
god
fucked
so
up.
So fucked up. PTSD.
Yeah. I think it was good, but I called like nearly everything that was gonna happen in my head.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I knew like in the beginning I was like, oh, that's her dad, and then yeah, just kind of how it all went.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I mean, it was entertaining.
Yeah.
But it wasn't horror. It didn't even have, for me, really that only creepy scene where she's in the shadows in her little wheelchair.
Yeah.
Singing her song.
Yeah.
Creepy little meth head.
yeah,
coming out. But other than that, it wasn't really...
Yeah, and it wasn't directed by the same guy. I think he produced it and he co-wrote it.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't direct it. And I think that's kind of where you lose some of that suspense that he created with the first one.
Right.
But I don't know if I want to see a Don't Breathe 3. Because I think now what they would try to do, if they made one going what they're doing, I think they'd try to make him a good guy. Because he's had like a redemption, kind of. He admitted the things he did.
Right.
And he like, you know what I mean? And he saved the kid. But I don't know. What do you rate it?
Oh, gosh.
1 to 10.
1 to 10. I'm going to say a 6. It was entertaining.
Yeah.
But it wasn't horror.
Yeah. Yeah, the first one was more horror, like you said. I was expecting some more horror elements.
I was, too. I really was.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? Same thing. I'm going to give it a 6, too. I think we give everything relatively the same scores. One day we'll go to a movie and be like, I really love that. You'll be like, that sucks. Or the other way around.
What?
It'll be awesome. I can't wait for that day. That'll be rad. But yeah, I think if you like Don't Breathe, I'd say it's worth checking out. But it's just different.
It is different.
For sure.
It took a different turn than what I was, because I didn't really watch. I mean, you watched a trailer a while ago. That wasn't what I was expecting in my head when I went into it.
Yeah.
Like, I was expecting him to, like, had kidnapped a little girl, and she's, you know, he's waiting for her to be primed to have a baby.
Yeah.
To turkey base that shit. He didn't. He's just raising her as his own.
Yeah, I missed Jane Levy's presence, and I missed the director's good hand from the first one. Yeah. So, 6 might change over time, but... Yeah, there we go. That's our Don't Breathe 2 review.
All right. Short, sweet.
Yeah. Well, our Bloody Marys aren't quite dead, but you know.
But we'll make them dead. Just wait.
Drink in moderation, enjoy life and death, and we'll catch you next time.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.